Hi, everybody. Hey, we're live. Good morning. It's 5 a.m. Scrum Show. It's about 2 a.m., so we're later than normal. It's my glasses. My glasses are terrible. I need new ones. This whole coat, the whole something. Gotta get new glasses. Hey, anyway, good morning. I'm Greg Master, Scrum Master and Agile Coach. I hope you're doing well. And this is the 5 a.m. Master Scrum Show, where we talk about Scrum and Agile in a practical and tactical way so you can bring value to your customers, get home within not working 50, 60, 80 hours a week, and have a little fun along the way. Go see with your family and friends. Enjoy life, right? Everybody takes things so seriously so many times. So anyway, I got two items. I got a fun thing. I want to talk about value, and I want to talk about old stories. I kind of mentioned old stories the other day. Looking at old backlogs, we talked about that a couple times when I was down at the river talking about cleanup backlogs. So I want to talk about the old stories a little bit. I also want to talk about value a little bit. I got this nice Christmas card from one of my old coworkers and an Agile coach I used to work with. Nice guy. And, talk about value. So you got a Christmas card. Everybody gets Christmas cards. What's the value of Christmas? Oh, well, it's nice seeing what's going on with the other families and things like that. But what I thought was neat and added value this year, and I'm going to fold this up, hope it doesn't take it, is they put a cookie recipe on it. I thought that was awesome, and I wanted to share that with you. There's always something. One year, you get a card that has a picture. Another year, you get one that has a different cookie recipe. Now, if you're really curious, if you really want to send stuff, you can probably every year send a different recipe to people. For the holidays, that would be cool, but that's added value. That's a little tiny thing that doesn't take that much thought to add plenty of value to the product, the card that you're giving to your customer. So this is what beauty of Agile. Like if this is, you could totally think of this in an Agile way. You don't have to do some giant year-long process to put a cookie recipe on the card, right? It doesn't take that long. Same thing with work we do on our products with people, and we can put stuff out there and adjust it and take. Then you can take the same principle, but there are different recipe on it, and add a value every time and build off what we've done in the past. So I just want to show that as an example of value, simple value that adds value to the product that makes it more interesting to sell more cards, sell more product, right? So I just want to share that with you, a way of tweaking something, adding something to it, in this case, a cookie recipe to a Christmas card, which adds value, right? So you can sell more Christmas cards because they're like, hey, we got the same old Christmas card we're going to do. I mean, there's a million recipes out there. You could probably do a new recipe every year, every generation, like a Hess truck, right? Hess truck's coming out with a new Hess truck every year. So come up with a new recipe. So next year, put a different recipe. And then guess what? People are going to come back and buy your cards. It's that simple. Okay, old stories. We talked about cleanup backlog when I was down the river, clean up trash on the river, get rid of stuff. And here's what I see. Here's what I hear. I've heard over the years about old stories, old requirements. And trust me, I worked with the Navy Department. I had one project where I went and researched it. I said, you guys tried to fix this problem 7 years ago and you didn't fix it. Gives you a little information about the military. Every 7 years, man, take 7 years and come back and fix it again. So old stories. Well, here's a quote. Well, we invested so much into it, right? Can't delete it, And here's me. It's been here for 2 years now, And it's not that the story has value. So this is what everybody messes up. People equate value to how much time they invest in doing something. That is not value. How much labor, how much time, how much research, how many focus groups, all that is not value. That is not the value of the story. The value of the story comes when the value is given to the customer and the customer buys it or takes it or uses it. That's the value. It ain't all the hours and all the time you invest in some product. And people have that wrong in their brain. Their brain is like when I work for the with the federal government, contracting stuff, defense stuff. Oh, we invested, you know, thousands of hours into this product, but it's not in the hands of the soldiers. So to me, it doesn't have any value. When I would manage projects, my number one goal was to get it in the hands of the soldiers. If it was a lot of value or a little bit of value, I didn't care. But it didn't have any value, in my opinion, until it was actually in the soldiers' hands. I've seen so many programs, something's in NASA, that would go and they would research it to death and never, ever do a thing. Spend hundreds of millions of dollars and not get there. So the thing is, it's not about what you invest, it's about what the customer says. And here's what I would question you or your organization or any organization go into. Here's my question. Question the process of spending all that money on something you never gave to the customer, right? You need to start questioning all that pre-work. You know, SAFe is, I like SAFe. I like Scrum. I like Agile, okay? One of the things I watch out with SAFe, which is teetering on the bad side, the dark side, as they like to say, is all that top, the portfolio management stuff. The bigger that portfolio management determination period is, the less value it has, more becomes sunk costs. I don't know if I wrote sunk costs on here, but what is this? Oh, here. Oh, something else. Anyway, so what it is, sorry about that dead spot in the conversation. So think about it this way. When you look at that giant SAFe wall and up in the top left, it goes top left to bottom right, you have all this portfolio reach, the business, the management, the focus groups, the customer information, all that stuff goes into delivering a product. If you're going to put all that research into the project, you better damn well get it on the street. That's all I got to say. Because if I was your CIO or your CEO, and you invested all that time and money to research that thing, and you didn't get it in the hand of the customer, you're not going to be working very long with my company. It's the truth, right? So my thing, from an Agile perspective, get it into the hands of the customer, get the feedback loop going, make the product better so that we can sell more, so I can pay for all these people that are all flared, all the layers in the portfolio management systems and SAFe. If you do not get the product in, you cannot take a year to get your product into market. No, it ain't set. No way. That's old school. We don't have time for that because the competition every day changes. And like I said, this year, 6 months from now, what you think is going on now ain't going to be the same. 6 months from now, it's going to be different. And then 6 months from there, it's going to be different more. Because you know why? People are rethinking this whole system of how we do business. They're rethinking everything. Where you live, how you work, what you do, the internet, access to stuff, what's physical, what's non-physical, where factories are going to be located. You don't think they're going to think about that? They're thinking about that. They're going to change. Everything's going to change. So you got about 6 months. You got an idea. So my challenge, if you got anything that's more than a year old in your backlog, delete it. See if you have the guts to do it. Because if you got stuff sitting for 2 years in there in your backlog, you need to reassess your process and how you identify what things have value and what's in there. Because you're just cluttering your mind up. So I don't want to go on a big rant. So a happy note, you got Christmas cards, put a cookie recipe in it every year. Little value increment to your customer. And if you're a big corporation or a big company or even a small company, and you have something that's been sitting around for 2 years, get rid of it. Think about your process. Why are you investing so much time and effort in something that doesn't get worked on? Is that the right process? You need to challenge your thought process and how you do your research, your studies, how much do you need to do before you go release? I mean, it's one thing to build a factory, right? But we're talking software here. We're talking software. It's not like you're building a building, you know, a physical building. But even that, I think the Empire State Building was built in a year or something. It was something crazy, right? There was a lot of planning. I don't know how many years of planning went into that thing, but it went up pretty quickly. And that's a pretty complicated system. So with that, I'm going to leave you. It's Thursday. That was our 503rd episode of the show. Please give us a thumbs up if you like the topics and what we do. Give me some feedback on any topic you want, because every once in a while I get emails and thought processes and say, Greg, can you cover this? And sure. And then ring the little bell. We're working our way to the earlier time back to where we used to be. I need to be back there just because there's so much stuff goes on. Walking the dogs, kids, school, all kinds of things. And I wish you all the best. Happy scrumming. Stay healthy. Stay low. Stay out of trouble. And enjoy life. Take care.